connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
And this indeed is Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries. And today, Mary and I are broadcasting live from the Hilton Giardini Naxos in Sicily. You know, if experiencing this diverse Italian island is something that interests you, well, listen up, because in a minute, we'll be joined by an expert on Sicilian travel. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by Cunard Cruise Line. All right, so folks, for luxury cruises, the Cunard experience is everything you wanted, nothing you experienced. When you travel aboard a Cunard cruise, you're going to experience the perfect mix of discovery, relaxation, and sophistication. From their famous vessels of the past to today's modern Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, and Queen Elizabeth, Cunard guests travel in unparalleled style.
And you'll find constant activities at sea or on land, and travel aboard a Cunard cruise is an opportunity to really write your own ocean adventure, all while encompassed in legendary luxury.
All right, so if you want itineraries, you want destinations, you want deals, just go to Cunard.com, or you can find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Robert and I met our next guest several years ago, and we immediately connected because of her passion for Sicily and her excellent connections here on this beautiful island. Allison Scola is the founder of Experience Sicily, and if this Mediterranean island is on your destination list, and she's someone you should probably know. She's probably someone you should definitely know. She is someone you should know. Welcome to the show, Allison. How was the drive over from Palermo today?
Very good. Thank you.
It was? Okay.
Yes.
How long did it take you?
Well, I did stop because I checked into where I'm staying tonight,
right.
But it was about 3 hours in total.
Yeah, not too bad.
It took Mary a little longer because we had to stop for
we
all the ceramics.
And I didn't want to leave at all the stuff, so I wanted to just keep going there.
Could have been 3 hours for us, but it didn't. This interview, I am humored. If you think about it, it required three New Yorkers to travel over 4,500 miles just to make it possible. So we clearly are covering a lot of ground. I know we share some Sicilian heritage, and, we really appreciate, all the suggestions in that you've been able to give us for our travels here. So let's start with some of the misconceptions, that people have of Sicily and how enlightening a visit here really can be.
It is so enlightening. So, of course, most people know Sicily because they know films like The Godfather, for example.
Right. Yeah. Or Goodfellas or something.
Whatever. Yes, right. Exactly. And unfortunately for Sicily, it's very hard to forget that.
Right.
However, I think as soon as people arrive here and they meet the actual people who are Sicilian locals, they immediately forget all of this because the hospitality here, the warmth of the people, it overcomes you. It really overcomes you.
It does. People literally want to take you off the street practically and cook for you and bring you into their homes.
Yes.
And
it's really like that.
Yeah.
It really is like that.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
And I think also it's important to point out, having come from Palermo today, so much is different in Palermo than it was 20 years ago. And 25 years ago, actually, is when things really started.
We could tell you that
pivot.
From our travels here.
Yeah, we were here about 20 years ago.
Ah.
It's a different city. So this is quite a hot spot where we are today, Giardini Naxos, for international travelers. And history tells us it's been this way for such a long time. Italy is certainly a major destination, I think, for Americans. Maybe Sicily, not as much. But the rest of the world, we've met people from all over Europe, Russia here, certainly seem to know about Sicily. Are you seeing trends that indicate that Americans are beginning to finally catch on here?
Absolutely. A lot of Americans have already been to Italy. So now they're ready for something else. They've done the big three.
Right.
They're familiar with northern Italy, and now they want something off the beaten path. And people are realizing, I think also there's a lot of second and third generation Sicilian Americans who are now wanting to find out more about their heritage. So a combination of experienced travelers who've been to northern Italy, who are looking for an off the beaten path experience, and then the heritage exploration.
Well, I think that's a valid point. And I mean, you're here with us right now. We are sitting, 20 feet or so from the Mediterranean. It doesn't get better than this. I know poor Rudy, he's back in St. Paul, and we were talking yesterday, but we've got him some wine we're taking back, so he's going to be real happy. But, all right. So what, Mary, Rudy, and I do each week, it's all about educating and enticing travelers to really go experience the world. We're not here to sugarcoat for people listening, and I do want to talk, about the things here in Sicily that make travel here different than other parts of Italy. All right, so first, I think one thing that we've noticed, and, English is spoken far more in the mainland of Italy than here in Sicily, and Italian is not what they speak. They speak Sicilian more so.
Well, they were not going to speak Sicilian to you. They know you're not Sicilian. Yet, generally, they'll speak Sicilian between each other. And if there's a family member or someone they're familiar with, they'll speak Sicilian. You'll hear it. You'll definitely
hear definitely
it.
Are hearing
while
it.
You're walking down the street, you will hear people speaking Sicilian. But for strangers, they'll speak Italian, too.
All right. Well, but then, okay, I'll accept that. But like the language being different, the food is different in Sicily from Italy.
Definitely. It's its own cuisine. On the western side of Sicily, you're going to see couscous. That is a Sicilian food. And certainly over here on the East Coast, you're not going to find couscous, but you'll find other things that you're not going to find in northern Italy.
Today we're sitting here, it's probably 95 degrees. We've got a nice cool breeze coming off the Mediterranean, but air conditioning is a rarity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just staying with my cousin last night. And we were working in her living room, and I was thinking, it's 90 degrees in here, and they had no... I know they have air conditioning.
But they don't seem to mind.
I call it Sicilian air conditioning.
All right, and the last thing that I want to just say for folks, Sicilians are not keen on credit cards. And if you have American Express, folks, leave it home.
Yeah, that's important to know.
That's right. They really like cash.
Yes.
Cash
mm-hmm.
is number one here. And then, of course, if you're in my industry, we're always doing bonifici, which is bank transfers, international bank transfers. That's how also they like to get paid.
Important to know. Okay, if you're just tuning in, Robert and I are broadcasting live today from the Hilton Giardini Naxos in the Taormina area of Sicily, and joining us is Allison Scola of Experience Sicily. Allison, we only have a few minutes. We can't get into all of this, but we are sitting in the first Greek colony in Sicily. I spent a month in Greece, and I thought I'd seen it all in terms of Greek ruins. Why don't you expand on that a little bit? What are some of your favorites? I can't believe what's here.
Oh, it's incredible. We have to remember that this was Magna Graecia. It was Greater Greece. People left Greece in the 7th century BC and came here to colonize, looking for more opportunities for agriculture and expanding population, of course. So you have Agrigento, of course, is the Valley of the Temples, which is actually the first UNESCO World Heritage Site appointed in 1997. There are seven Greek temples. There are ruins of seven Greek temples, five of which are in fantastic shape. All from the 6th century, 5th century BC. And then you have Segesta, which is near Palermo. It's about 40 minutes from Palermo. And that's also 500 BC. And that was a combination of Greek colony and the tribe that was here before the Greeks colonized. What else? We have Selinunte, which is out in the western corner of Sicily.
We saw some ruins that are now in the museum in Palermo. Uh-huh. And they're working on that still, that exhibit. And it's just unbelievable.
The way they do.
Oh, yes.
All right. So, you know, you travel here frequently to Sicily, and obviously, you know, your specialty is experiencing Sicily. So I'd like you to talk to the folks back in America. We've got a little bit, about 2 minutes or so. So maybe give us about a minute of what some of your favorite things to do in Sicily are.
Some of my favorite things really are off the beaten path. Of course, I love the UNESCO heritage sites, and I always want people to see these things, especially like Palermo now recently was named. There are 9 sites, I think.
And next year is a big year for them.
Yes, yes, because it's the year of culture, capital of culture in Italy. Mm-hmm. But the Arab-Norman history, heritage there is incredible. And so that in itself is the architecture of that is something totally different.
I found that fascinating.
And the multiculturalism of it, that in the 12th century, in the 13th century, they were making these beautiful, beautiful buildings, combining all of these cultures into one unique architectural style and concept of living, actually. For me, off the beaten path is going to the sheep farm and going to where their dairy is right there, and they're making the fresh ricotta and eating that
for your cannoli, which is very different than America.
Yes. The sheep's milk ricotta is very important for the cannoli here, and that's
all right. So, number
best.
One, you know, in 10 seconds, give me something that you think people must do when they come here.
Eat. And folks, you must come hungry.
And we can all drink to that.
Yeah, and if you can see the enthusiasm right now in Allison's face, I mean, that is great. You're 100% right. You know, whether it's been the almonds, the pistachios, the tomatoes, whatever it's been.
The eggplants.
It has been terrific.
Lemons.
It really has. All right.
And the desserts.
If you want to reach Allison, you know, it's very easy to do that. The website for her company is just experiencesicily.com. Allison, we really appreciate you taking the trek over here. Thank you very much, and we'll see you back in New York.
Thank you for having me. It was
Thanks,
such a pleasure.
Allison. Take care.
So, Mary, I got to tell you, I know we're going to...
It's going to be very tough to leave.
And we've got Yana, and we also have Angela coming up in the next segment.
Yep.
But, I mean, it is absolutely beautiful here, folks. I'm not sure we are coming back. I know our kids don't want to come back. A reminder, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be joined, as I just said, with two locals that are here. You're listening to Rudy Max's World of Carries, live from Sicily. Don't touch that channel.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.